Well, welcome, guys. Well, it's Friday night, and most of you know what I do on Friday night. I have a few beers. Now, some of you have asked, do you have a Femon, Solomon? Well, I've had plenty of Femons through my life. And I decided long ago that I was better off without one. Say, for instance, I had a Femon tonight, and I'm having a few beers. I wouldn't just hear the beer twist off. I'd hear somebody moaning in the background, wouldn't I? Keeping an eye on how many I drink. Because you see, Femons don't like a man having a good time without her. In other words, she's not needed. And of course, because I don't have a Femon, I just drink and drink and drink until I fall over and go unconscious. Well, of course I won't. I shall have a few drinks until I've had enough. I'm an adult, you know. Then I'll talk stupid and then probably fall asleep. And tomorrow there'll be nobody staring at me, giving me those funny looks that may go on for 2 or 3 days, if you know what I mean. Oh yes, I've been there, don't worry. No, tonight it's just me and the beer, and you guys. And that's all a man needs. And here's a quick message to some of you simps out there, if you're listening. Femons may use you simps, but they don't respect you. You see, nature is a strong force, and Femons can't help being attracted to real men. For some reason, simps think they have to appease Femons all the time and act as if they're beneath them. But unfortunately, that's not true at all. You see, men are very complex. Most Femons are just one-trick ponies. And if any of you simps listening out there, try being a real man for once and see how the Femon reacts. I bet she likes it, man. And I don't mean knock her around or anything like that. I just mean be a real man. When she comes out with something, tell her that's a load of bollocks. Because it usually is, isn't it? Well, like I say, there's a lot of simps out there because they've been brought up by just one parent, the Femon. And some of the genes in these men are telling them that something isn't quite right. They don't feel quite right. I don't know, maybe I should start a sort of college where men are taught to be men. And in this college, there wouldn't be one Femon in sight. And the way the government is controlling people nowadays, for instance, they want us to stop smoking. So they told us how bad it is. That didn't work too well, because we're adults, you see. We do what we want, even though it can be dangerous. And maybe because it can be dangerous. So they put the prices way up so most people can't afford them anymore. We can't be naughty, even if we want to be. But New Zealand has gone even further now. It's going to ban children or 14-year-olds from ever buying cigarettes their whole life. And it's not surprising. Guess who the Premier is of New Zealand? It's a feminist Femon. And we all know, us older men, how controlling Femons are. Some men out there who were married or are still married or have a long-term girlfriend. How she has to control what you eat, what you wear, what you watch, where you go. She tries to control the pet dog too, but she's no good at that. But it's my belief as an older man that all Femons are control freaks. And you put a Femon in a powerful position, and she will be very, very controlling. But I'll put a link to the story down below. So I guess the next thing, they'll have people walking around looking for people smoking, and they will probably arrest them, throw them in the van, and they'll go straight to jail and be fined, or worse. And if you have any doubt, I can tell you my experience that in my life I've had Femon dentist, a man dentist, and one I couldn't tell. I didn't stay with him long. And out of the two of them, the Femon dentist was bossy, who did nothing but moan at me for doing naughty things to my teeth, you know, living with them. The Femons want you to have perfect teeth when you go to the dentist. So definitely don't smoke, don't eat any chocolate or any sugars, floss all the time, and preferably be good if you didn't eat either. Well, I don't know about you, but I don't want to die with perfect teeth. But the male dentists were different. They explained certain things, and they didn't try and order me to do this and do that. So nowadays I always ask for a male dentist if they have one. If not, I find another dentist. And I also want a male doctor as well. Because at the moment, you can actually ask for that, until they change it, of course. Then, of course, there's a new variant of the pandemic come out, of course, so El Panic Station's here, of course. It's getting close to Christmas. They really don't want us to get together with our families, really, do they? Well, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to go and see my family anyway, whatever. Because I don't know about you guys out there, but I've had about enough. It may be that real men are a thing of the past, but something tells me they're going to make a comeback. My next beer will be for you guys out there. So cheers. So stay awake, stay aware, and stay away.